Hello, rap fans. It's Richard Herring here. Thank you for listening to my podcasts, powered by Acast Plus. Do tell your friends if you think they might enjoy them too. And do come and see me on tour in my show, Can I Have My Ball Back? Go to richardherring.com/ballback/tour for all tour dates, going to lots of places in the UK. Some extra gigs added in London at the Leicester Square Theatre and the Bloomsbury Theatre. The Leicester Square Theatre first gig is very nearly sold out, so do rush along to those shows, London, if you want to come along. Some of the shows selling fantastically well, some of them selling pretty badly. Hello, Swindon. Do you know I'm coming to your town? Please buy some tickets. And I do have to give a trigger warning. I've done the show only a few times and 6 men have passed out. After the bit where I explain what happens to you during an operation for testicular cancer. So, are you man enough to handle my balls? Only come if you are, have lots of balls and are not scared of balls. There is some mild testicle trauma involved in this story of testicular cancer. It's mainly funny, though, and if you don't come, that means you're scared to come and I'm going to judge you, so... It's like going on a fairground ride, so do come along. It's going to be very exciting to see if you make it through. I'll give you a badge if you make it through unscathed. Anyway, come and see the tour, richardherring.com for all that news. Some great Rahulastapas coming up, I have to tell you, in the next few weeks. The tour was a lot of fun. Thanks very much to everyone who came. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my stupid fucking podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my finest friends, and welcome to a brand new spin-off show from Rahulastapa. Rahulastapa, stop saying that, you people over there. This is a compilation show. It's called Emergency Questions. Every episode, we'll take one of the emergency questions I've asked to my many, many guests at the Leicester Square Theatre and beyond and find out what their answers were to it, skipping from year to year and person to person, like we're flying through time and space. It's really great for anyone who doesn't like all the other stuff in Rahulastapa, where we talk about boring things and about people's careers and stuff, and just wants to get down to the nitty-gritty of whether you like a ham hand or a sun cream armpit or whatever the question is. That week, we've got hundreds of episodes to choose from. We've got hundreds of answers to choose from for some of these questions. We could do more than one episode on some of them, and we might. Should be a bit of fun, and you know, could become a major TV series if anyone from Channel 5's listening in wants to make an easy show. I could just ask loads of people the emergency questions, then we put them together. You get lots of different answers, and see where those lead. And what I love about emergency questions is they sometimes lead us into very unexpected, often cul-de-sacs, sometimes motorways of comedy. So what will the first question be? Let's spin the magic roulette wheel to find out. And the first guest to answer whatever this question is, and I believe this is the first time it was ever asked, is the wonderful Miranda Hart.
I'm going to go to an emergency question, not because it's just what I do, but I'm very excited because I've got a new emergency question.
Okay.
I usually ask people what would they rather have, a hand made of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream.
Oh, brilliant.
But game. I'm not going to ask you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you instead, this comes out of something that happened in the first podcast of the series, would you rather have a tit that dispensed talcum powder?
Okay.
Or, this is a new thing I made up today, I'm very proud of this.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the new one. There's nothing can go wrong with this one. We're never going back to the old one. It's either a tit that you go...
Yeah.
And like... And it's everlasting. The talcum powder is everlasting. It won't... With a ham hand and the armpit sun cream, it dried up. Or, you know, had to wait for it to grow back. With the talcum powder, it'll just be one tit.
Is this one of your moves, by the way? If that's how you're...
I'm just going to do it to myself. I'm married now. I can only touch my own tits. Okay. Not even my wife's. This is...
It might be because you're squeezing her tits.
I'm going...
Get off, Richard.
There's the talcum powder. Yeah. This... Or a finger that can travel through time. Right, just...
So what happens? Just your finger.
Just your finger. But wouldn't that be good? Because it could go wherever you wanted... You could, like, poke people in the face. Oh, it could get sexy, whatever you wanted. There's not that many things.
How does it work if you poke people in the face? What, with where you're at?
Well, no, it can be... You could just... It would work. Not just making this up.
Yeah.
It would work in that you would go, right, finger, travel back to 1945 and poke Adolf Hitler in the face.
I see what you mean.
Just as he's in his bunker.
Yeah.
And he'll go... And then your finger would disappear.
Yeah.
Or it would just... I think you'd just do that.
Go through a portal.
And it would go... You would still feel it on your hand.
Yeah,
but would look and go, where's my finger? But then you might just hear through the portal.
Yeah.
And I'd go, Ashwein und Dwell, which would
what
you rather have the...
finger?
But bear in mind, the talcum powder would be everlasting. So that... The, I reckon you could only probably... The power of the time travel probably once a month you could do that.
Oh, really? That's
I reckon you get bored of it as well.
The thing is, talcum powder is... Does it have to be... talcum... It's really unhealthy, isn't it? Doesn't it clog all ye pores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It would be a bad thing.
When I was growing up, talcum powder was the thing.
Yeah.
After every bath, covered in... Mum covered me. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
In the 80s. Not anymore so much. Does anyone use talcum powder anymore?
For babies, I think you can use it on babies' bottoms.
Some man with a sweat problem over there has to...
If you've got bad sweaty feet, if you're a runner... I don't have this running. You could put talcum powder on your feet after you've been running.
Because I thought it was really bad for you. It stopped you sweating and all the sweat sucked back up and you died or something.
I think if it was inside your...
I'm not a doctor.
I haven't thought about it. I think if it was inside your body, that would probably be quite... might sort of start desiccating.
Yeah.
But it won't
I'd be really frustrated about my finger going back because I'd want to be with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You could hear, though. You could, maybe
can your
you
finger
just
speak to you? Did it have the power of speech as it returns just briefly for a minute just to tell you?
Because then it could change history if it could speak. And then everything would change.
Yeah.
But or you could just be in there, up Napoleon's bum or something.
Yeah.
Zach tonight, Josephine.
Fingering history would be... Yeah.
There are probably other things. I've only just thought of two things you could do with a finger.
Yeah.
There may be other things.
Picking people's nose.
You could do
Yeah. I prefer the titty talcum powder.
Okay, good. That's good to know. Good new emergency question. I think you will all agree.
Thanks, Miranda. Now we're off to the Edinburgh Fringe, I think, 2019, maybe 2018, to hear from another absolutely fantastic comedian, the wonderful Fern Brady.
If you had to choose between having a tit that dispenses talcum powder or a finger...
A
tit, a nipple or a breast... That can, it's got unlimited talcum powder, and you can have as much talcum powder as you want.
Don't I never
make
use
a
talcum.
Face about my talcum powder tin.
Use
as
talcum
if it's
not, powder.
As if you've already decided. It's a thing you can put on your feet to dry them up a bit, or on baby's bottom. You might need it if you have a baby.
Just
going
dry yourself with a towel on the whole.
All right. Well, maybe that doesn't sound so good. But when you
what's
the
other option?
A finger that can travel through time. But only your finger can travel. But it's still connected to you, but your finger forwards or backwards in time.
But how will I know?
Because you can look through it there. It makes a hole. It'll make a...
Well, obviously the finger.
No, obviously, yeah. It's an easy question.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, I did.
No. Did you pick those two?
I picked those two things.
Well, the second one's
yeah,
much better.
Yeah, everyone chooses that.
All right.
Unless people have really sweaty feet, in which they, in case they go for the talcum powder. You can market the talcum powder. You know,
I've been a lot more damp during the fringe.
Yeah.
Like Edinburgh, you're just constantly clammy because I'm not used to this weather anymore.
It's horrible here this year. So the clam is the...
I think this is the worst one since 2008 or 2009. Okay. Since she did the Hitler moustache.
Yeah, could be that. Yeah. You're blaming my moustache for bringing, I don't know, for bringing good weather. So what would you do if you had a finger that could travel through time? Ooh, I haven't got too long left. Why am I wasting my time talking about this rubbish? If you could travel through time with your finger, what would you do with your finger? What would you change in the past or the future with just a finger? I'm interested to know.
There's just so much.
I'm glad you're thinking about it. It's hard.
The most obvious thing is I would go back and not. I would just sign up to do 2 weeks of the festival, but that's so obvious.
I mean, I don't know why we don't remember that when we do. That's why, I would love to go home tonight.
Yeah.
I would love to go. No offence to the audiences who are coming, the sparse audiences who are coming for the last week.
I don't want to, like, if anyone hears this and you want to see my extra show at the Pleasance on the 22nd, I don't want to think I'm ungrateful, but I did start to email my agent last night and say, what will it take to pull the next week of shows? Because I can't do another one to these people anymore. Because I don't know what people want from me.
Yeah.
I don't know why some of them come to... I've had people come into the shows just because they went to school with me and it was like people that didn't like me at school.
Yeah.
Why do they come?
It's a recurring theme of all the comedians I talk to. They have a story about someone who bullied them at school getting in touch on Facebook going, hey, it's me, Janine. Remember, we had a great time. And they go, no, you were a horrible brick to me. But every single person has that story.
Yeah, someone who threatened to batter me at school was like... Oh, I saw you on telly. You look good now. How are you? Yeah. Your face looks panned in from a hard life at Bathgate. I still hate you. Awful.
One of my favourite guests ever on Rahulastapa. I hope to get him back on soon. Is the marvellous Greg Davies. Possibly one of the top three perfect guests, I think, for this show. I wonder if Greg Davies might prefer some talcum powder coming out of his not insubstantial bosom.
If you had to choose between having a tit that dispensed talcum powder, an infinite amount though.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be infinite. It would run out. Well, it would never end. It would never run out. But I'm not saying that there's an infinite amount of talcum powder in there. That would be insane. You would need some kind of vortex inside there.
Yeah.
But it would never run out.
But for my needs,
it would never run out. From your perspective, it would never run out. Or a finger that could travel through time. Which of those two? What? Why are you looking at me like that's a bad question?
Only my finger gets to travel through time.
Yeah, your finger, but you can decide where it's going, and you'll be able to just look through the hole and see what it's doing, and you can choose. You know, you can poke someone, or there is a limited amount of stuff you could do with it.
Oh, so I can see what my I can be going like this to Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
Well, of course, obviously a finger. Then I don't know. I don't use talk anyway, so I don't want to.
What
talk dispensing?
What would you do? What would you like this to Guy Fawkes?
I suppose I
can do this like to Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes will go, what's that disembodied finger doing? Gesturing towards me.
I saw this awful thing on the internet when I was supposed to be writing recently. It showed Guy Fawkes' signature when he was caught.
Yeah.
And then his signature. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
The signature after he was tortured, just before he was killed. And the signature's all, because he's in such awful pain. So, after his torture, I would be able to reach through and go,
that's nice.
Sorry about them cutting your penis off. They did do that.
They did. Yeah. But he also he jumped off the scaffold and committed suicide. And thus avoided...
I think there's a fine line between committing suicide and being hung.
You think that.
It wasn't... suicide's generally a choice thing,
no,
isn't it?
It is. He killed himself. But what
do you know what I'm going to do? Fuck you, I'm going to kill myself. What? We're going to hang you, Fawkes.
Hey, it's annoying.
We chopped your penis off. Don't try and get control back now.
They've set all the stuff up, it's annoying. But also, we wasted our time putting that rope and scaffold here.
So far, it's a clean sweep. for the time-travelling finger. Will anyone want to have unlimited talcum powder? It's unlimited talcum powder. Let's find out what Rebecca Front thinks.
If you could choose between... I can't remember what the choices are now of these two. Between having a tit that dispensed talcum powder... That's right, isn't it? Or a... I have to turn to my audience now. I've asked so many questions. Or a finger that could travel through time. But just your finger can travel through time. Poor, I mean, I can't believe you just don't have answers ready for these.
Yeah, I do. Like people I do, think Richard. About
it. So I it's like thinking. Enough talcum powder to an endless supply of talcum powder. The sun cream is limited to your usage in a year, but the talcum
is it?
Powder,
you, didn't tell
you, could,
me that.
you could actually just keep, if you were prepared to keep puffing yeah. away. You could just sell talcum powder.
Terms or, and conditions apply. Yeah.
Or no, a finger that can travel through time and you can touch things in the past or the future.
Why would surely nobody picks the talcum powder tip?
No,
do they? Why would anybody? Everybody wants the time travelling finger.
Yeah.
Well, then why are you asking the questions?
One day I'll meet the person who wants the talcum powder. And
if you ever meet that person, yeah. will you please text me and tell
okay,
me?
I will do.
I'd be really happy to know that.
Where would your finger go if you could put it, send it anywhere in time?
It would go back to Georgian times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
like the 1820s.
Yeah, that's exactly where. 1824.
What? Is that because it was before the police force had been established and you could get away with some crimes? There were the Bow Street Runners were there, but the Robert Peels, the Peelers... Actually, was he there? Now I've got confused. 1840 was when Robert Peel... established. Was that the Bow Street Runners he established? My audience have got a lot more stupid. I tell you, I've noticed this. In the early days, I could ask any question and four people go, yes, Richard, that is right.
And while we're digesting all that information, let's go and hear from some of our advertisers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Emergency Questions. This week, we're finding out if various comedians would prefer a talcum powder tit or a time travel finger. And who better to ask than diminutive Glaswegian, Susan Kalman.
If you had to choose between... I'm just going to ask you these for the rest of the podcast.
Yep.
If you had to choose between having a tit that dispensed talcum powder...
Yes.
It might not be what you're expecting... Or a finger that could travel through time.
Oh, that's a question I've never heard before.
Yeah, what which of those would you have? And it would be unlimited talcum powder, I'll let you know that. And the
oh,
finger,
this is unlimited, the yeah, talcum powder. The finger, unlike the suntan lotion, which yeah. was strangely restricted.
There's different rules. It's got because that isn't as good, is it? As
it's a, almost like you're making this up, Richard.
But your finger can travel backwards and forwards in time, just like a couple... It could go back a couple of minutes and just poke me in the face for
right.
saying something rude.
Yep.
Or it could go back to and go in a dinosaur's cloaca.
Yep.
If you wanted to. For some it wouldn't be mutual, because their finger... Well, A, dinosaurs don't have fingers, and B, their fingers can't travel back through. It's a one-way finger system. Well... It's not meant to be a sexual thing, the finger through time. The penis through time, that is a more sexual...
That's a more sexual question. But the finger, what would you... It can make it sexual.
I'm just waiting to know if I've heard all the rules.
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
Are you
much.
Sure? So yeah. When I make my decision, you're not going to come and go, oh, well, actually, you what can... I meant was the finger was...
I wouldn't say that. I'd have actual...
I don't like talcum powder.
Yeah, that makes it easier.
I don't like talcum powder. I find talcum powder weird and offensive.
Wow, why do you find it offensive?
It reminds me of having a veruca sock at school.
Oh.
And I used to have quite a lot of verucas. I'm not
Caroline
dirty.
Had a veruca.
She had a veruca.
Do you know about the verucas when you got together? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are contagious as well, mate.
Yeah.
Wear slippers in the bathroom.
Do you know?
Yep.
I once had such... No, you don't want to hear that.
I do. I want to. I definitely want to hear it. This is where I love these questions when they get... You think, oh, it's just a trivial, stupid question about talcum powder. No, suddenly... Susan Cowman is 4 years old.
Yeah.
Veruca. How old were you when you had your veruca?
Well, I would say about 11. Let's say 11. Yeah. Let's put it around that age. I once had such a big veruca on my big toe that I had to go to hospital for it. And they put some special stuff on it. And then when they took it off, half my toe was missing. I'm all right now.
Did it grow back?
Yeah, the toe grew back. The veruca didn't.
It's almost like you had a foot made of ham.
Yes. So talcum powder reminds me of veruca socks,
yeah.
Which reminds me of swimming at school, which I hated because
yeah.
It was stupid. And so I'll have to take the finger that travels back and forward through
and
time.
You could take it back through time, and when your foot was going to stand on whatever gave it a veruca,
poke
just lift the foot up with your finger, and it wouldn't.
I would go back in time and poke Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, at what point in her life? You could do that now. You don't need a time travelling finger. Just find
you
Helen Mirren and poke her.
Poke Helen Mirren. I have tried.
Okay.
She has got quite a lot of security. I love Helen Mirren.
You love her. So you want to poke her in a nice way.
Love Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Like an I love her.
If there was a Brit, if there was a Brit actor's website, would you put an entry in there?
I love her.
Thank you, Susan. And now we're going to get quite technical about time travel. With the wonderful Dara O'Brien.
Would you rather have a tit that dispensed talcum powder? So it would actually be a boob, but every time you squeezed it, talcum powder.
With a tiny little cloud. Like...
Yeah. Yeah. And it would be limitless. You could have as much as you wanted. Yeah, every time it was touched, some would come out. Or...
I mean, obviously, you don't want every time somebody pushed up against it on the tube. Like...
That would happen. It's a wonderful...
Ice creams at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful gift to have that, but there has to be a downside to it. It can't all be good, so...
Okay, all right, you're right.
So you have to balance this up.
Dark and shade, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
So. Or a finger that can travel through time, but just just your finger so you'd... You could do, you know, you could, and you'd... It would still be attached to you, but the rest of you couldn't come through, so you'd be able to... You might be able to. I think you might just be able to see through the wormhole to see what's going on.
Yeah. It wouldn't just be randomly and like one of those games on Game for a Laugh where you put your hand into the darkened box and you don't know what you're touching.
Yeah.
Just your finger would go back an era or so, and then you go, "Oh, it's moist," is it a turtle's back? Is it is it a snake? You don't know.
No, you would know. I think you'd better choose the exact coordinates. So you could be very specific. You could go up any orifice you wanted.
That would be a lake or something. I didn't necessarily mean, as we say in Ireland, a gee. That's a word that we should popularise in this country, by the way. But there's a so I can see, like in Avengers Assemble, I'd see the gap and I could reach in.
Just your finger, so you wouldn't, and it would still be attached to your hand, so it couldn't be like the finger couldn't go flying around. Your fingers are quite much longer than mine. Those big hands. Imagine those all over you.
Yeah.
So you could get a bit further. My finger's very short, you could dial a phone number.
I could. We're going back a long way here, aren't we? Can I pump one of those field kind of telephones?
Yes.
Yeah. But hang on, how would I speak? The phone would ring.
I know. And then, whoever had it, you could.
Hello, Dara. Is that your finger dialing me from the future again?
If Hitler was on the phone, so you could go and ring a different number than he was expecting, and he would get through to, someone else.
That's not. So hang on. That's not how phones work. I could go back to a telephone exchange from the 1930s, and yeah. I could redirect. I could pull the thing out and put it through, like, to like a counselling service of some description. And Hitler, as he's about to announce his huge plan, would have somebody going, "You sure you want to go through with this?" And Hitler would go, "I don't know. No one's ever questioned it before." And say, "Well, I just don't think you've thought it through." And then it could. Why don't I just pull a trigger and shoot Hitler, right? Why is if I got my finger there, I could just reach in behind like one of his security things and then
you could do that
and disappear down my wormhole space. That's clearly better than a
I'm just giving you some
dispensing
examples.
Talcum powder.
Is it?
Oh, but it's a finger of infinite possibilities. Go. Imagine it. But that's all it does, right? Whereas with the finger, I could go back and I could change the Ocado order to include talcum powder. I could go back to last week's online shop and then, oh, we have talcum. How did that come? Because I have changed time itself. And now we have as much talcum powder as we need.
All right, right. That's all we want in and out. Don't need to. No.
The possibilities are endless. But if you're being intimate with somebody, right? Yeah. If you're being intimate with somebody and they go, "This is okay." And then they go, "Hang on, what's that? What are you doing? What are you doing?" And I said, "I don't know. I haven't decided to do it yet. Are you enjoying it? If you like it, I'll definitely do it. Okay, I'm doing it." Oh, that actually wraps around itself perfectly. There's no time paradox there at all when you're fingering an anonymous person while also... Yeah, that's great.
But you have to think about if you go back in time and change something, will that change the whole universe and then... Yeah, you might always, not exist.
It branches off. So yeah. It won't change the timeline you're in, my friend. The multiverse, it'll go off. It'll be fine.
Okay, as long as you're confident about
it. I'm confident about that.
I'm pretty certain.
This is a looper where we just skim over the science. This is properly thought out.
I'm pretty certain if you travelled in time that it's already happened and therefore it would already be there. You can't change it, so you can't go back and kill Hitler because it hasn't happened.
There
so
is an inequality that says you're going to travel forward in time.
Well, I'm doing that at the moment.
We're all doing that. To a certain extent, Richard, I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. Yes. But your finger could only go forward in time.
That's not as good as it.
That's not as good. No. Now the tit with the talcum powder is back in play.
I think
your finger just randomly started appearing everywhere. You go, "Fuck me! Oh, that's that time I did that." Yeah.
I think you can go back, but if you have gone back, you've already done stuff. Because people say, "Oh, you go back and kill Hitler," but it's quite hard to kill Hitler. Like, loads of people tried to kill him who couldn't travel in time, who were there, and they didn't kill him. So it's not like going, "Oh, I go back and kill Hitler."
I think when people say, "I'm going to go back and kill Hitler," they mean like when he was like 9 or something. They don't mean, "I'm going to go back and kill Hitler when he's surrounded by SS troops," right? I've got this one card I can play, which is time travel, and I'm going to fuck that up entirely by picking him. I'm going to place him outside of Berlin, right, in 1943. That's the ideal time to take on it. No, when he's like just.
I don't think you'd be able to do it. So you'd go back, and then you'd have the gun, and there'd be the 9-year-old hitting you, going, "Why are you doing this to me? I'm just drawing a picture. I can't. Well, he didn't because he didn't get killed, so you didn't do it. So if you do go back,
so
to try
my
and...
finger go back with the gun that was. I don't know how the finger the gun got there, right? And then my finger had second thoughts, right? And the figure said, "I can't do it." I'm reasoning with my finger, going, "Think of the many lives you'll save for the sake of this one small boy that you're going to shoot in the head with this gun, right?"
Yeah.
My finger couldn't do it.
No.
Oh, bad finger. I'm so bad much finger. More in favour. But That's... then I reached my tit out and puffed him in the face repeatedly. With talcum
powder. That can't go through time, Dara. You're bending the rules now.
It's still looking pretty good for the time-travelling finger. It's almost like this is a bad question. Yet if it's a bad question, how are we getting so many fantastic answers? And why would a Hollywood superstar answer them? That's right. Coming up now, the opinion of Simon Pegg.
Would you rather have a tit... I don't know why I'm reading off a piece of paper, I know this, but I'm going to pretend... Would you rather have a tit that dispensed talcum powder, so it would be like a woman's breast on your body, just one, but every time you touched it, unlimited... Well, not there'll be an unlimited supply, some talcum powder would come out.
Poof. Right.
Instead of that, you can't have both.
But I have to have one.
Well, you have to have one of them. Or a finger that could travel through time. So you can... Only your finger can travel through time. But you can direct where it's going and you can still operate it. But
I obviously the latter.
Yeah.
Because then I could reach forward to a time when everybody had a talc tip and dispense at my leisure.
I'm not sure that... I don't think the talc would come back.
Oh, it's going to happen.
You might have a bit of talc on the end of your finger.
Just come back with the talc-y finger.
But if you got the wrong... If you got the wrong tip... then you'd, what just does the other one dispense? You'd be arrested. You'd be arrested for sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah, because you're not allowed to touch the non-talc tit, are you? In this incredible future we're developing here.
It'd be quite good. I was sort of thinking about this, because this is quite a new and emergency question, but presumably, you know, if sort of some kind of wormhole that has opened up in time.
It would have to be that big for the finger.
But then, you know, there are other things like that that could, that sort of dimensions. It's interesting that I've chosen a finger. I mean, it wouldn't work for me, because my penis is a lot... has a lot more girth. My penis would just become... I'd have to put it in flaccid. I'm not sure it would even go in flaccid. And then if something sexy happened on the other side... It'd be like an amazing cock ring. It'd be like a cock ring of time.
Time itself is a cock ring.
That erection would never go down.
Tempus fugit.
In the future or the past, people would think I was amazingly priapic.
Yes.
In the present, not so much. These 46...
You could thrust it forward to a time when you didn't have to have unprotected sex anymore and then you'd never have to wear a condom. That would be fantastic.
What?
Silence.
We are still listening to celebrities telling me, Richard Herring, whether they would prefer a talcum powder tit or a time travel finger. So far, unless I haven't been listening properly, everyone's gone for the time travel finger. What about the wonderful Arabella Weir, again recorded at the Edinburgh Fringe?
Would you rather have a tit that dispenses talcum powder or a finger that can travel through time?
Would I rather have a tit?
Yeah, a tit. Like your bosom or your nipple, your breast would
that
have...
That could dispense talcum powder.
Unlimited free talcum powder for life.
Or a finger that could travel
through
time.
Yeah, you could travel... Your
well, oh, that's a no-brainer, the finger.
Yeah, of course, that's the answer, yeah. What would you... To give you an easy one to start with, what would you use it for?
What would I use my finger... So the finger is attached to me?
Yeah, but it can go to places in the past through a little vortex.
Ooh, what would I use it
You've
for?
You've been Doctor Who. You should have thought of this as part of your preparation for the role.
The sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
Is
there anything you'd like to alter in time using your finger? Future or past?
Future. Ooh, I don't think I want to know the future.
No.
That is a good one.
You've never been asked this question before.
Yeah, loads of times. So often, that's why I've got a lovely snappy answer. I've no idea. I might go back. I'd be quite interested in history. I'd quite like to see what hit the thinking there and what sort of formed his hatred of everybody.
Yeah.
But in particular.
It was a finger coming through time, poking him to find out. That's what said. What's the only way to get away from this finger is to try and exterminate everyone with fingers.
It's just my finger going through time rather than the rest of me. It's my finger. It'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
It's going to tell me all about it. I don't know.
It doesn't matter if you don't have an answer. It's okay.
How many people is too many people to hear the answer to this question from? I don't know, but we haven't reached it yet. Let's find out what the... man who's been on Rahulastapa and the Edinburgh Fringe podcast more than anybody else thinks about this. It's the wonderful Adam Buxton.
There is a new emergency question that has arrived. You've had most of them.
Is it the finger?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm going to ask the question. I think we should just ask about the finger, what you would do. But I'm going to go old school and ask the proper question.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a tit that dispensed talcum powder or a finger that could travel through time? And then I think you're bound to choose the finger, and then we can discuss what... Because I should just ask, if you had a finger that could travel through time, what would you do? That's an alternate thing. But let's answer that first, because you're obviously going to choose the finger that travels through time.
Well, I probably would, because obviously time travel, that's a big deal. But...
The tic-tac.
I like the thing, because it's weird, though, isn't it? It's like a big puffball, one of those puffball things. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, what the
things that grow in nature.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I thought you meant like
They're like a weird fungusy type
thing.
Right. I used to have them in Wales where I grew up. And I'm not making this up.
Yeah, you might just... Are you thinking of the Triffids from the 1980s TV show, the Triffids?
I mean, they looked like half deflated leather footballs.
Okay.
And if you pounded on them, this puff of spores would come out. And so that's what I was imagining when you were talking about that.
For something from Narnia or something. Yeah. Edwin or whatever his name is goes in and does that probably. It sounds like something would happen in Narnia.
Edmund.
Edmund.
Yeah. Sorry, just getting straight on that. Sorry. I'm
pedantic. You've probably read them more recently
about my
than
Narnia stuff. Yeah, I'm reading them at the moment. That would be fun to. But I don't need talcum powder.
No. All your kids are beyond nappies now.
Yeah, I don't think we ever used talcum powder.
You could
too
do
much.
That onto your own child's now clean anus. That'd be so you could do it for other people. If you had it and you were sort of in Starbucks or something and saw someone going into the toilet to change a nappy,
sure,
you could just wrap on the door.
That would be good.
It's a superhero. Do you mind if I just have to take my shirt up? Don't worry.
That would be a fun way to meet young mums. And endear yourself to them.
They would save them a bit of money.
But that would be good. I mean, that's exciting. But obviously, time traveling, that's even more exciting.
Yeah.
But what's the, like, if you can, how can you see what the, have you got a monitor to see what the
I think you just,
finger
you'd
is
be
doing
able to
in
look
time?
Through, you'd be able to look through the wormhole that your finger was going through, but no more than that. So,
have you read the Philip Pullman books, The Subtle Knife and all that? Right.
Yeah.
So it's like using the subtle knife to cut a doorway into another dimension.
Yeah.
You can only get your finger through.
But there'd be some way, I don't know how it works, that you'd be able to put the coordinates in. So you could, it could go, your finger could go anywhere in time and space. It would be like a TARDIS of time in that sense.
Oh, man. You could.
So you wouldn't just be going, I put my finger through and my finger is in the Leicester Square Theatre in 1974 and someone's on stage now going, what's that finger doing there? It would be, I could go, I'm going through to 1066. Yeah, saved you, King Harold. And then
in 1066, they would just see a finger hovering in space.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They wouldn't see your face behind it in a square.
I reckon they might be. I think it would only be one way. Realistically, it would be ridiculous if they could look back. So I think you could just, around the finger, you'd just be able to see enough to, you know, you could dial a phone. There's all sorts of things you could do with it, you know.
Dial a phone and then do what? Just let it ring. you could do lots of bad things. You could press the button.
Put it on speakerphone.
Put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, but that would only probably be from the 1980s onwards. You wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be.
You could press a nuclear button, couldn't you?
You could.
You do lots of bad things, but could you do, like, for example, if you wanted to stop a nuclear button being pressed, you could push the person's finger away. Every time that they got near. I don't know what's happening, but every time I try to push the button, the disembodied finger pushes my finger away from the button. Is there something that can be done about this?
I reckon they must have something in nuclear facilities to deal with that. They've got to be prepared for every eventuality. They just have some scissors or something. Get the shears.
you got the key codes locked in separate boxes.
Yeah.
And then you've got the stick for pushing away the disembodied finger that's come from
what
the
part
future.
Of history did this happen, though, that someone pushed a button and let off? It has to be something. I suppose you go in the future. You could travel forwards. I hadn't thought of that.
No, did anyone ever launch nuclear missiles?
Not in anger.
No, they were always dropped
just
from planes. Or what about the bombs being dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Yeah, they were dropped.
I mean, you could push them.
You could hold them
into
up
into the sea. Yeah,
if you had a strong enough finger.
Exactly.
They could drop them, then just hold them, and they go.
Or you could disarm them as they're falling. Really quickly, if you'd practiced for weeks before. That would be exciting, come on. Practice the maneuver, that would make an exciting film.
It's called Time Finger.
Yeah, Time Finger. I don't understand why Joe's doing so well in the show. Well, I've got lots of good stuff. Time Finger.
We've only got two more celebrities to hear from, and we've saved two of them for being the last two. I'm not going to pick favourites. They are good ones, though. First up, here's veteran stand-up comedian Jenny Eclair.
If you had to choose between a tit that dispensed talcum powder, you may have heard
what?
This question.
A tit?
A tit. Like a breast.
Yes.
Like one of your breasts would dispense talcum powder.
Oh, I like that idea.
Well, yeah, it's good, but wait.
The non-chafing tit.
Yeah, well, and also then you could use it for, you know, whatever you wanted, as much talc and powder as you could reasonably use.
Fountain or, of talc, great. Yeah, lovely, lovely.
Or a finger that could travel through time.
I'll take talc and tit.
Well, really? Wow, straight in.
Total.
I don't think you've thought about this enough.
I don't need to think about it. I don't want that. No, the travelling finger.
Yeah.
No, talcum tit. I travel a lot on Virgin trains that stink. Talcum tit would be so useful. Oh, I really... No, it's the best invention ever.
Yeah.
Was that what... are you our other guest, Adam, when you had Adam Buxton
last
on,
week. Yeah.
Last week.
And I'm surprised that's not out yet. I'm surprised you know about it.
But he was talking about the puffball.
He was, yeah.
And you didn't know what one was.
I didn't.
But you're a country boy.
That's why I like this, because you learn.
I've seen them.
I was kept on a very tight rein as a child by my mother. She wouldn't
let
me out.
Well, only because you steal things from shops.
I was very good when I was a kid. In fact, my dad keeps on going on about this story where when I was so principled and good at school, I never did anything wrong. I was quite bad, but I was cheeky, but I didn't. I would never have stolen. And there was one time I was in the sixth form canteen, and I noticed that the woman wasn't paying attention. There were, like, Twixes on the counter. And so to show her, to demonstrate that she wasn't paying attention...
To demonstrate, I took a
Twix and I hid it behind my back. And then when I got to the counter, I was going to go, I could have stolen that, and then I was going to pay for it, just to show her.
That's a great
But
great
then
excuse.
One of the other dinner ladies came up to me and got me and was really furious and was going to dob me in. And she still goes on about it now, apparently. I was convinced she is that I would steal stuff. But I wouldn't have stolen the stuff then.
And they'd claim anything for a bit of fame, wouldn't they?
They'd come back.
And was
Prove
your
it.
Father said what? He said he thought you were a principal boy.
My dad still goes on and on about it, and he's convinced that I was trying to steal the Twix.
I'm on your dad's
I
side.
I wasn't, though. I was trying to... I was being like the Dukes of Hazzard. I was trying to show the authorities... No, I wasn't being like the Dukes of Hazzard. They would have stolen the Twix, probably. None of you remember anything about that. Why have you forgotten the 1970s, that was? Okay, so definitely no time-travelling finger. That's interesting, no.
How many of these have you done?
This is about 35, I think, 46.
But talcum of tit questions.
I've done it. I haven't done that. That's quite a new question. There isn't even a T-shirt for that. That's how new... new that is.
I think the T-shirt should have a hole in it and the tit should come out.
Yeah.
And then the T-shirt would be called Tit of Talcum.
Yeah.
Or Talcum Tit. Talcum doesn't really matter. And then your tit would be hanging out of it and people would maybe think it was a magic tit.
I'll give that a go. I see if that sells.
And my final guest for this week's Emergency Questions podcast is the star of Spine, This is Spinal Tap, The Simpsons, and much, much more. One of my absolute heroes. What an honour it was to have this man on the show. It's the incredible Harry Shearer.
If you had to choose between having a tit that could dispense talcum powder, I don't know if you have that in America, talcum powder.
We have talcum powder. Okay. Oh, we got everything
you
in
got
America.
Tits. Have you got
we got tits.
Tits.
Yeah. We got cocks, we got balls, we got the whole deal. It's
so
all covered.
To know. And a finger that could travel through time. Which of those would you say? You can just put your finger and it can go anywhere in space and time. But only your finger can go in.
Did I see you at the last Comic-Con convention? This sounds like something that you were dressed as one of the characters from Star Trek, right? I would take the finger.
Would you? What would you do with your finger?
I'd put it on a tit that could put...
You could just put your finger into a talcum powder factory. And then you could have talcum powder anytime you wanted, couldn't you? Wherever you want talcum powder, just go back to 1964, a talcum powder factory, come back from free talcum powder. So it's a good point.
When you were a kid.
Yeah.
Was there either too much or not enough talcum powder?
I don't remember too much.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I don't know if we had it.
Thanks very much. Let me know if you've enjoyed this compilation or if you hated it and think it was a waste of time. I mean, if you did, then don't listen to any more of them. You don't have to listen. But if you like it, we'll do some more. If you think it's a fun way to digest Rahulastapas, we will definitely do some more for you. Thank you to all of my guests who answered that question. Thank you very much to the wonderful Ben Evans, not that one, who compiled all these clips for me. thanks to Chris Evans, not that one, no relation to Ben Evans at all. He thinks he's his dad, but he isn't. And, and thank you to me, Richard Herring. And for everyone, all you listeners, please do spread the news about Rahulastapa and about Emergency Questions and about all our other podcasts. And we'll see you next time on our Emergency Questions spin-off show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening. Go to GoFasterStripe.com for all your Richard Herring download and book needs. Go to RichardHerring.com/gigs to find out if Can I Have My Ball Back is coming near to you. And please listen to as many podcasts on this feed as you possibly can. And make your family and friends and children and strangers, make them listen too. Do get consent from everyone before you make them listen, though. All right, thanks for listening. Go and listen to another one. Bye-bye.